Keysfield ball right in front of us here at center court. It was a moving screen against Farner, is what we're all told.
Actually, they would call it an illegal screen.
Well, yes. Any screen's moving, especially if it's dramatic enough. 32-15. I'll tell you my best line I've ever had on the radio, John, the second year. And the runner from Alex Schweinsberg is good for two, and all cylinders are firing for this V8 engine of the Peaceful Eagles suddenly. 34-15, 3:48 left in the third. Steph in the corner for the long two. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Binder. Into the corner, Farner for three, and this one's good. Transition bucket is good. That would be number 11.
Pettengill.
Pettengill, he has 7 points. John, I missed the three in the corner here.
Number 11.
Farner.
Which was Farner.
Yes, indeed. Loose ball on the baseline. Here come the Eagles. Back in, Kelly goes up for the layup, and he gets that one to fall in transition.
Now we're going coast to coast.
Suddenly it's a fast-moving pace game here. 38-18. And Caseville gets another steal.
Here they go again.
Skazefka in for the layup. It's good, and we have a timeout called by the Bulldogs. It's a full timeout with 2:54 left in the third quarter. It is Caseville 40, Olengage 18.
Now that the holidays are over, we can all take a deep breath and relax. Well, that is unless you're still using that ancient phone from last year. What, did Santa not read your Christmas list? Okay, we know you asked for a new phone from Thumb Cellular this year. And if your letter to Santa got lost in the mail, don't fret. Thumb Cellular always has great deals. Right now, purchase a new phone or upgrade to a new phone to receive a Thumb Cellular scratch and save card that you can scratch to reveal one of three great offers. $50 off any smartphone, $10 off service for 6 months, or maybe even $50 off accessories. The best part? This is on top of other great specials through January 31st, including smartphone discounts, 50 bonus gigs of data when you sign up now, and even special pricing on cell phone insurance. Treat yourself to these great deals at any office of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. The talk of the thumb. Terms of service apply.
Coming out of the full timeout, Binder for, that being actually number 24. Ben Schultz takes a three. This one's no good. Rebound Caseville. We're headed the other way. And it's 40-18 Eagles. For three, left wing. That one's good from Pattengill. That's 5 straight points for him. And we have a technical foul against Ben Schultz. Straight up shoved a kid. I looked up from my score sheet here, John.
And you're better off than I was.
And all of a sudden, I see a kid flying through the air. So Ben Schultz has been out there for maybe about 3 minutes, John. He has no points.
Just enough to get a shot off.
And a technical foul. At the free throw line, Sawyer Kozefka shooting two, and he rolls that one in. He has 18 points. Caseville with 44. Second free throw, it's off the mark, no good. But Caseville will retain possession. And they'll get it at midcourt.
You know, what we thought was going to be a close game is becoming a laugher.
No kidding.
44-18, 2:17 to go in the third quarter.
We may be the lucky charm here for John.
I think so. I think they should, want us back for every game, I guess.
I'm not sure the sponsorship dollars are there.
No, probably not.
44-18, Caseville leads the Olengage Bulldogs. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Kozefka slips all the way down to the baseline. The layup is too good for two. And Kozefka has 20 points. We have a block, or push, a shove, or a mug, a misdemeanor, whatever you'd like to call it, against Caseville's number 11, A.J. Pettengill. That'll be his first and team's third. Substitutions coming in for both teams. There'll be Olengage ball on the sideline. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. 46 for Caseville, 18 for the Olengage Bulldogs. Sawyer Kozefka will sit down for a much-needed breather as his team is out to a commanding 28-point lead. Owen Gage gets the inbound, and then the three attempted by Partika is blocked, and here come the Eagles. At the top of the key, Pattengill over to the left wing to Gielhart. Goes down the baseline. The layup is no good. Rebound, Bulldogs. 1:40 left in the third, still 46-18. Owen Gage slowing things down. Matt Fritz, commander, top of the key. Gives it to Redford. Back to Fritz. Fritz now tries the left side of the court. Goes into the lane, and we have a whistle. And this will be a foul against the Caseville Eagles. Owen Gage ball underneath their own basket. Foul goes against A.J. Pattengill. That's two fouls in about a minute for him. And team's fourth. Caseville's Lesner sits down, as does Michael Kelly. Inbounding for the Owen Gage Bulldogs, that'd be number 25. Redford takes it back out. For Partika, takes a three, no good. Long rebound, and it's going to be an over-the-back call against number 43, Brody Miller. That's his first. He's in the books officially. And team's fifth. Substitution for Owen Gage, number 42, Brandon Binder's back in, and he replaces Carl Steff. Inbounding again for the Bulldogs, that'd be Luke Redford. Into the corner to Farner. Gives it back to Matt Fritz, and this one's loose ball inside, and we have a jump ball, and this will be possession arrow. Owen Gage retaining possession. 1:08 left in the third.
You know, I give Owen Gage a lot of credit. Go ahead and keep on trying to go ahead and feed that inside. Once that ball goes inside, though, everyone's doubling down on it. They are really quick, Caseville Eagles are.
Partika gets the inbound at the top of the key, dribbles against this zone defense, nothing there. Farner to Fritz, top of the key. Down to the left block, turns, goes up. Binder is fouled, and he'll go to the line for two shots. He has not scored in this ball game yet, has not attempted a free throw. Foul goes against number 25, Tom King, and that is his second. Team six, so Owen Gage will have a 1-1 situation for the remaining 9 minutes of this ball game. Fortunately, it's a 28-point differential. Check that, 27. As Brandon Binder's first free throw is good. He has 1 point.
You know, all it takes is one, and all of a sudden he could explode.
Mind you, Owen Gage was leading at this in this game early in the first quarter at 1 point. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, though, brought in by Redford. That one's blocked. And Tom Kings brings in the second one. We have a foul against Owen Gage. This will be the sixth team foul for the Bulldogs. And the officials having a little discussion with Aaron Farner and Tom King.
Or is it on Caseville? Yes.
Oh, goes against Tom King, the man who brought down the rebound. That's his third in a 1-1 situation for the Owen Gage Bulldogs. 46-19, trying to break 20 here with 52 seconds left in the third quarter.
Aaron Farner is towing it up right now.
He has 3 points, made in a three in this quarter. 52 seconds left here in the third quarter, 46-19. And the front end of a 1-1's no good. Rebound brought in by the eighth grader, Jaden Nugent. Caseville. Over to the right corner to number 35, Gielhart. Goes down the lane, no good. And rebound brought in by Matt Fritz for Owen Gage. 30 seconds left, 46-19, Caseville leading. To the right wing, still dribbling. Fritz to the high post to Farner, right elbow, back out. Dredford to Fritz for three, this one's short. Long rebound to Fritz himself. Left wing now, Farner. To number 15, Partika. Dribbling to the right wing now, dribbles back up top of the key. Man likes to dribble. Still dribbling, 5 seconds left. Fritz for three, no good. Rebound brought in by Fritz himself. The floater's no good. And we have reached the end of the third quarter with a score of Caseville 46, Owen Gage 19, right here on the WLW Sports Network. Fourth quarter coming up.
Your favorite Amish handyman will never hang up his belt, no matter what season it is. Boreski Siding and Building Repairs can take care of any interior work you still may have. Bathroom remodels, new flooring, interior painting. Let Boreski Siding and Building Repairs finish that honey-do list for you. Before you know it, spring flowers will be popping up again. That means spring